Summer is not over yet in the Granite State. Amy Diaz, editor of the Hippo, is here to tell us about two big events going on this weekend that'll help you enjoy your last weeks of summer. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
So the first festival I see on your notes here is it's kind of the return of a big event, isn't it?
Yes, this is the Manchester Music Festival. It takes place tonight, Friday night, and Saturday night as well, sort of at and outside the Palace Theatre on Hanover Street in Manchester. So a little bit of music inside the theatre and a little bit out on the street. And it's kind of a reintroduction of the old jazz and blues festival. And they're trying to go for that sort of street fair-like atmosphere. We have music and a stage going on outside as well as things in the theater.
So what's different about this new festival? Is it more genres of music?
It is. They've really expanded it. The old Jazz and Blues Festival used to take place in June. For this festival, they've really sort of expanded the genres. This year, they're really focusing on kind of a more general audience-friendly type genres, rock, country, and blues.
And I assume there's food and other vendors and things like that?
There are. There aren't going to be too many. They said they were really focusing on the music this time, but there's going to be a beer garden. Some of the restaurants on Hanover Street are going to be open as well. And so you can come, and they're actually doing the ticketing so that you could come, pay $10, and get in and just listen to the music sort of out on the street, enjoy that. Or you can go inside for $25 and see the headliner as well. So, you know, you can kind of decide what you're interested in that night.
And who are some of the headliners?
So on Friday night, it's going to be Orleans and then Farron Butchers to open. And they were really trying to pick people that are familiar to the local audience, you know, sort of local favorites. So on Saturday night, Little Texas is the big band and James Montgomery and Friends. And he has a big local following. He's going to open. And he's also playing outside on Friday night. So there are two chances to see him.
Another big event happening this weekend, the Hampton Beach Seafood Festival. I was looking on the website and the organizers claim that this event draws 100 or 150,000 people annually. Is that true?
This is the big event for the season out there at Hampton Beach. I was talking to an organizer who was saying that, you know, hotels can be booked a year in advance for this event. And then for a lot of the businesses right on the beach, this is their big end of season weekend. So they'll have their big closeout sales. You know, in addition to the vendors at the festival, you'll also have all these businesses having their sales. And for a lot of them, they'll close up. They'll be closed that next Monday.
So this is essentially their Christmas season.
Oh, absolutely.
The big draw is the food, obviously, but what other entertainment options are there?
Well, they're going to have skydiving, fireworks. They have a stage of entertainment for kids. And then, since this is all about food, a lobster roll eating competition.
Really? Is this something like a Nathan's hot dog eating competition?
Actually, one of the competitors from the first year has been doing the Nathan's competition. So, you know, the competitors move on to bigger and better things.
We export great competitors from New Hampshire. So what's the best way to avoid the traffic getting over to that festival?
The way to skip all the traffic at the beach is to park in one of their parking lots. I think they have about 13 in the area, and then they have buses that kind of have an express lane straight to the beach. So they get you there quickly. The shuttles are free, and it's a nice way to avoid the traffic. And since there are so many people, this was their plan for getting people to the festival.
And if you're looking for more information about the Hampton Beach Seafood Festival or the Manchester Music Festival, you'll find them online at our arts and culture page at nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. Amy, good to see you.
Great to see you. Have a great weekend.